Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. We've been walking through the book of Acts, and we are in Acts chapter 8. Now remember that Philip is north of Jerusalem at this point, in Samaria, and the Holy Spirit instructs him to go to Gaza by way of Jerusalem. This would have been important to Theophilus, the original audience. In those days, there were two roads, two paths, to get from Gaza to Samaria. One road went from Samaria to the western seacoast and then south to Gaza. The terrain was better, the travel was safer and easier and faster. And then there was the second path, which is the path the Holy Spirit instructed Philip to take. The path was known as the desert road. Nothing there, tough terrain, a longer journey, crooks hiding in the mountains waiting to pounce on unsuspecting travelers. Not only this, but the text could be read to say that Philip was to travel at noon, which is the hottest part of the day. Either way you read it, it was going to be a difficult journey. Why is the Spirit leading Philip down this difficult path? And then consider this. You've just witnessed your friend's execution. You're scattered into an area, into a population of people who are different than you, a different religious culture. You preach, and by the power of God, the people respond in droves so that joy in Christ fills the city. This is a citywide awakening. And in the midst of that revival, God calls you away down this difficult path. Well, you may think, okay, off to bigger and better things. Here we go, even if the path is difficult. And so you start out on this dangerous journey with no one around you, no one on this desert road, all of this anticipation about where God is taking you, and then the Spirit says, there he is. This one man right there, he's the reason I called you out of Samaria and to this place. If that were me, here's how the conversation would have gone. Wait a minute, God. You called me out of a place where a whole city is in revival, down this long, twisty, dangerous desert road for this one guy? This makes no sense. And as Philip crept closer, he noticed that the man was an Ethiopian of high esteem. Come on, God. I don't have anything in common with this man. He's rich and wealthy. I'm just a regular guy. He's not going to listen to anything that I have to say. But Philip was obedient. He trusted the Lord. And because of this, we get to see this special divine appointment between Philip and this Ethiopian. As I think about chapter 8 and Philip, I wonder if Philip had other plans for his life rather than an impromptu trip to Samaria and then to Gaza and then to Azotus and then Caesarea. Each of us make plans. There's nothing wrong with that. Until we start asking God to care more about our plans that we make instead of being faithfully obedient to His plans. Sometimes you're called to stay. Sometimes you're called to go and go again and again. But all of us are always called to a faithful obedience. Perhaps the beginning of verse 27 in chapter 8 is the most overlooked verse in the chapter. It says this, "He rose and went." He obeyed because his master was commanding him. When you pray today, pray for a simple dependence upon the strength of the Lord to fulfill the word of the Lord in your life. Also, pray for Sam Jordan and his wife Sue and their children, Ranim, Sophia, and Angelina, as they serve in Jordan. Also, pray for the Alango broadcast in the target area of the Philippines.